Mexico's Claudia Sheinbaum blames American far-right for worsening U.S.-Mexico relations. By John Binder on June 3, 2026. Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum is blaming what she describes as the American far-right for worsening relations between the United States and Mexico. During a press conference this week, Sheinbaum shifted all blame to the so-called far-right in the United States for relations deteriorating between the two countries over the last year. "I believe it is sectors of the far right in the United States who want a bad relationship with Mexico," Sheinbaum told the media, Reuters reported. Sheinbaum has ratcheted up veiled attacks on the United States in recent weeks, particularly after the Department of Justice, DOJ, indicted the sitting governor of the state of Sinaloa, Ruben Rocamoya, along with 9 other top-ranking Mexican government officials for allegedly helping the Sinaloa cartel traffic drugs into the United States. "The Sinaloa cartel is a ruthless criminal organization that has flooded this community with dangerous drugs for decades," U.S. Attorney Jay Clayton said following the indictment. As the indictment lays bare, the Sinaloa cartel and other drug trafficking organizations like it would not operate as freely or successfully without corrupt politicians and law enforcement officials on their payroll. "The support of corrupt foreign officials for deadly trafficking of drugs must end. Let these charges send a clear message to all officials around the globe who work with narco traffickers. No matter your title or position, we are committed to bringing you to justice," emphasis added. Notably, Sheinbaum's government recently shut down plans by Miami, Florida-based Royal Caribbean to build a more than 200-acre coastal destination for tourists and visitors in Mahahual, Quintana Roo, Mexico. "We must not do anything that affects that area, which has a very important ecological balance, and is particularly important for the reefs," Sheinbaum said during a press conference after the news broke. The destination, named Perfect Day Mexico, would have come with a $1 billion investment from Royal Caribbean with capabilities to host 20,000 cruise passengers per day while creating more than 2,000 construction jobs, 2,000 direct jobs in the local economy, and indirectly supporting about 10,000 jobs. As part of its plans for Perfect Day Mexico, Royal Caribbean also planned to build a wastewater treatment plant that would have benefited Mahahual's local community. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com.